this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I'm leaving Odyssey.
What?
My pilgrimage will be to there.
That's the sign for the women's room.
Oops. What exactly does the train wreck special contain?
Mostly beef.
Yeah, well, so does my thumb.
Thanks, Dean. And don't forget, Don Blinson's company will handle your window cleaning while I'm gone. Well, see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Bernard. Have a good time.
You can be sure of that. All right, now, that should take care of...
Excuse me,
Mr. Walton, what brings you to our fair administrative offices on our fair campus?
No, just dropping off an invoice for my last cleaning job. What in the world are you doing?
Well, I missed the campus shuttle to Odyssey.
What in the world are you doing with that knapsack on your back? You look like you have everything you ever owned in there.
Well, very close. I'm taking an extended, shall we call it an expedition?
Call it whatever you want, but tell me what you mean.
Well, I suppose the simplest way to put it is, I'm leaving Odyssey.
What? Odyssey?
Precisely.
For good?
Well, that depends.
It depends on what?
What happens on my expedition.
Eugene, just do me a favor and speak clearly for a minute. Now, when you say expedition, you don't mean a trip to deepest, darkest Africa looking for purple elephants. You really mean you're just taking a vacation, right?
Well, I would like to think of this journey as something more than simply a vacation. This is an expedition to go beyond seeing tourist sites or attractive scenery, to connect with the inner person. A journey to myself.
Sounds like a pretty short trip.
You see, I've decided that there comes a time in a man's life when he must broaden his horizons, get out and experience the world. And since I am now on a hiatus from my college responsibilities, I knew that this is the time.
Oh, brother, you just can't do anything the easy way, can you? The rest of the world takes trips and vacations, and you have to go on an expedition. Does Whit know about this?
Well, indeed he does. We discussed it thoroughly. I certainly wouldn't leave without securing his permission, and I go with his blessing.
Well, that's something, I guess. Have a nice trip, Eugene. I hope you find, whatever it is you're looking for.
Well, I'm certain I will, once I get to the bus station.
The bus station? You're taking an expedition on a bus?
Oh, yes. I've purchased one of those open-ended excursion fare tickets. I can leave from anywhere and take it to anywhere. And it's reasonably priced for someone who is as tightly budgeted as I am.
Amazing.
You wouldn't perchance be, going past the Odyssey bus station, would you?
No, I'm going the other direction, to Connellsville.
Oh.
But if you want to catch the bus from there, I'm sure they'll let you.
But,
No, come on, I'll drop you off.
Only if it's no imposition.
No more than usual.
Then I am most grateful to accept your offer.
Truck's out front.
Connellsville, the starting point of my newfound journey.
Yeah, right.
Somehow the day seems so much brighter today. The colors are vivid in a most spectacular way.
It always looks like this, Eugene.
Well, perhaps I'm seeing the road and its environs through new eyes. The eyes of a pilgrim.
I thought they always wore black.
I'm speaking allegorically.
Well, try speaking English for once, will you? I still can't figure out why in the world you're doing this. I mean, you're getting on a bus to anywhere for what?
For the experience.
That's it, huh? Just experience? Nothing else?
Yes.
Well, it's been my experience that experience for the sake of experience usually isn't a very good experience at all.
I beg your pardon?
Unless there's a reason for your experience, a purpose, or you learn something from them, then, well, there's not much point.
Naturally, I disagree.
Yeah, well, naturally you would. Take my trip, for example.
your trip. Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, though it's nothing as exciting as finding my inner self or whoever you thought you'd bump into. I'm driving this old pickup to San Diego to trade it in on a new one. A friend of mine's giving me a great deal.
San Diego, California?